Welcome, Craig.
Craig's here.
Craig is.
You're in Land of Steaks?
Yeah. I'm out in the land of Omaha Steaks.
It's amazing. It's incredible. Richard Branson, right?
Yeah. I'm traveling abroad right now. I'm an idiot abroad.
There it is. it's TH Fantasy. This is episode 27?
Yeah, but more importantly, this is the 420 episode special. This is the week of our Lord.
This is Weed's birthday.
Right.
I'll always remember something my co-host Ryan said to me a few years ago. He said, think about how sick it would have been to be alive in the year 420.
How fucking sick would that have been? It would have been awesome.
Yeah, constant, just headiest vibes.
I think everyone was stoned.
This is our first ever, so our first annual pre-420 spectacular. We've got a fun show. We're going to do 8 this or that's, true, falses, over, unders. We're each going to pick a side of something. We'll talk a little bit about each. And then, after that's done, we'll have our, and I need to take a deep breath before I say this whole title, our 5-round 420 special Stoner NFL 420 Highest Players Fantasy Draft.
Oh, yeah.
That's the full name. That's the legal name.
Oh, yeah. This first segment kind of goes along with how me and Tony make prop bets before each NFL season. We kind of just want to go over some that we thought were fun.
Yeah, and this is an activity that we do that we like to look back on when the year is complete to see kind of where we were at. It's a pretty low stakes bargain, but you know, it's a pre-420 episode. There's no news until the draft happens, and so we'll record something after the draft, but until then we're just gonna have some fun. It's Weed's birthday and we'll do a little this or that.
Hell yeah. So our normal bet for most of these bets, Tony, is a really nice breakfast, you know?
Yes.
So we'll call these, since we have them on the record and they're on our podcast, we will call these the 420 breakfast specials.
And perfect.
Whoever wins, you know, 5 out of 8 of these, owes one another breakfast.
Shout out to Rainbow in Algonquin, Illinois.
Oh yeah, Rainbow's always good.
Yeah, usually that's usually the place that we go.
Although, yeah, I would say I haven't been back there since, you know, you bought me breakfast last year. But
since the last time you won. All right, so we're going to start. Question 1. All right. Who starts more games in the next season, the 2022 NFL season? Mitch Trubisky or Marcus Mariota?
You know what? I'm going with Trubisky.
Okay.
And you're going to take Mariota then, I'm assuming?
I'll take Mariota all day. I think.
All right.
I think Atlanta is more than willing to suck this year and try to get one of those quarterbacks next year. That's what I think.
I just have a very eerie feeling about an injury to Mariota and them having to pull someone in from the bank. And
I think the Steelers are more likely to draft a quarterback than the Falcons.
Yeah.
But both could. Both could.
Right. But with this year's draft class, I don't think that quarterback's gonna start. If they say the Steelers do draft a quarterback, he's not gonna start more than a handful of games.
Okay.
I don't know, 17 games, that's like a good 12 over and under for Trubisky.
Okay. So you're going to go with Mitchell Trubisky. I'm going to go with Marcus Mariota, who starts more games in 2022. All right. Okay. So why don't you, it's your turn. Ask away. Right.
So our next question. What yards do you think Kyle Pitts is going to get this year?
Okay, so last year Kyle Pitts had 1,026 receiving yards. I think we were kind of talking about doing it in a way where it's like an over-under. And I think he crushes that number this year. I think he goes way over 1,026. I think we could be looking at a 1,400-yard season this year.
All right. So Tony's taking the over, and I'm taking the under on Kyle Pitts' receiving yards.
Why an under for you? Is it a Mariota thing?
Yeah, I definitely think it's the quarterback situation, and I think he's going to have a touchdown-heavy year because Mariota is going to have a bunch of short passes, maybe in the red zone. Mariota's, if he airs it out a bunch of times, I'd be shocked.
Okay, so you think the offense is going to change and that's going to hurt Pitts' production?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, my turn. True or false, Ryan? Cole Kmet is a top 12 tight end in full PPR redraft leagues this upcoming year. True or false?
Now, I'm going with false on this one.
All right, you're the tight end guy, so you're going to – I said true, so – convince me here.
It sucks that I'm a Bears fan.
I say that all the time.
But I don't think that Cole Kmet's going to be a top 12. Unless he catches 10 touchdowns, he's not going to have a lot of yards. I don't think so. We'll see what Justin Fields does. But I don't think tight ends are going to be a lot of his touchdown options. He's not going to catch a lot of... We'll see.
All of a sudden, the Bears have so Jesper Horsted, we're big Jesper Horsted fans on this show, is the tight end 3, and they brought in and just signed James O'Shaughnessy, another tight end that we're fans of on the show. So the TH Fantasy preferred depth chart for the Bears tight ends goes O'Shaughnessy, Horsted, Kmet.
So they officially signed O'Shaughnessy then?
It's official. Pen to paper today. James O'Shaughnessy, yeah. Chicago Bears. Nice.
Oh my God, I loved when he was in Jacksonville.
It's on now.
Yeah.
All right, so you're up.
All right, so Tony, who's going to be the wide receiver 1 in fantasy this year?
Overall, number 1.
Overall. Full point PPR.
You know, I want to believe it's Cup. I want to believe it's Cup. But I think I'm going to go with Davante Adams. I think Davante Adams...
I knew you were going to say fucking Davante Adams.
He's
gonna, I knew you were going to say that.
He's going to wreck shit this year, man. He is going to wreck shit. Like, we saw what he could do from, like, a technical perspective last year and in the last couple of years. But now we're going to get to see him play in an offense where he's not the only thing the defense needs to stop.
Exactly. And he, like we said in the previous episode, he's playing with his boy from Fresno State.
Yep. So I think Davante Adams is going to absolutely crush this year. I think his depth of target is going to go up. I think everything's going to go up for him, and I think he's going to end up the number 1 overall wide receiver in fantasy. What about you?
You know who's got a chance to have their career year because he's still really young? Ja'Marr Chase. And I have a feeling that Joe Burrow, like he was playing the last, 4 weeks of the season when he put up like over 1,000 yards.
Mm-hmm.
That's just going to be all year. I really hope.
That's so cool. Joe Burrow fucking rules.
Yeah.
Ja'Marr Chase is really good at football.
That combination, like as of right now, can't be stopped unless one of them's injured.
You know, the easy comparison between the two wide receivers that we picked to make is that they're playing with their college quarterbacks. The thing that I think we need to talk about how the fact that they have a good supporting cast around them, I think, gives them an even bigger ceiling. Like, Davante Adams is going to a place where Darren Waller has to be accounted for, Hunter Renfrow has to be accounted for, Josh Jacobs has to be accounted for, and Ja'Marr Chase is playing in an offense that people are worried about Tyler Boyd and T. Higgins.
Yeah, like, you're absolutely right.
It's you lose on some opportunities for market share of yardage, but the quality of those targets goes up immensely.
Right.
So the days of looking for a wide receiver that's the clear-cut alpha, like, that's great. But I think if you really want it to blow up, you need that second guy that needs to be respected too.
Yeah, 100%.
All right, so the next one. I'm going to read to you the list of guys that were running back two, so between running back spots 13 and 24 from 2021.
Okay.
What I want you to do is I want you to tell me which one is most likely to end up the overall running back one this next year.
Okay. All right.
All right, here comes the list. Nick Chubb, Damian Harris, DeAndre Swift, Dalvin Cook, Javonte Williams, Devin Singletary, David Montgomery, Darrell Williams, Melvin Gordon, Derrick Henry, A.J. Dillon, James Robinson.
All right, so I'm going to be super bold this year. You know me, I like to live Moss.
I'm ready.
Then TM, I don't know if we can say that.
No, of course we can. Of course we can.
Javonte Williams.
Javonte Williams is Ryan Edgecombe's Liv Moss running back one of the year sleeper.
Melvin Gordon is not going to end up on the roster at the beginning of the year. It's going to be Javonte Williams' team. Javonte and Russell Wilson is going to be awesome.
I think there's a chance you're right. I think there's a chance that he goes off. My pick is going to be 2 years ago's Javonte Williams, or kind of how you're predicting Javonte to go this year. This is what people thought about him last year. I'm going to go with DeAndre Swift. Before DeAndre Swift's body went out on him, he had multiple top five finishes. Like,
yeah, it was actually, that dude. It was actually pretty exciting to watch some of the games that he played in, where in our chat with Waleed in our DFS for Cheapskates, he was like playing him every week, and it was actually a good play for like the, what was that, like week 7 to like 12 or something like that.
So right up to Thanksgiving when he got hurt in the Bears game.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, I think I think Javonte Williams and DeAndre Swift are both good candidates for overall running back one, depending on a couple lucky breaks. Maybe offense takes a step forward. Who knows? All right. So, Ryan,
I got an interesting question for you.
Okay.
Contemplating, because we are NFC North fans.
We are.
Who wins the NFC North here this year? Do the Packers win, or does anyone else in the field win?
I hate the Packers. I think the Packers are going to win the NFC North this year. I think Minnesota's closer to rebuilding than competing, and I think Detroit isn't good enough to beat Green Bay. I think they're still the best in the division. So I think next year they're done. I think this is their last year as atop the NFC North. So I'm going Green Bay, as much as I don't like it.
So you're going Green Bay as the number one in the NFC North this year. What do you think's going to happen? Like, I have been out of the loop for sports for the last few days from lack of media, but what are they going to do? Are they going to bring in a couple more wide receivers? They got to get someone for Aaron Rodgers to throw to.
Well, they have two first-round picks. So I think they have 22 and 28. So they're going to end up, they might end up with Treylon Burks, which is terrifying because he's really fucking good.
Who was going? What wide receivers were going 22 to 28 in mock drafts that you've seen?
I've seen the people that I've seen mocked most to Green Bay are Chris Olave from Ohio State, Treylon Burks from Arkansas. I've seen Christian Watson from North Dakota.
Yeah.
Which I don't think is going to happen. I've seen Sky Moore from Western Michigan. But the ones I see most are Burks and Olave are the two that I see a lot. I see some George Pickens. As a Bears fan, I really don't want... I really don't want Burks to go to Green Bay. I really don't, because I think Burks in Green Bay is fucking gnarly.
Yeah.
I want them to get Olave because Olave is who I think to be the most likely of the first round wide receivers to bust. And he's not a wide receiver one. He's just a really good wide receiver two. So that's who I hope Green Bay takes, but I think, yeah, they're going to end up with at least one of the top five wide receivers. And then who knows what they do at pick, what is it, like 28?
So I'm going to take the field on that bet. I'm thinking that the Bears or Minnesota might... Green Bay might mess up this draft, man. And if they mess it up, they just paid a crap load of money for someone to throw to nobody.
It's true. It's true. There's more uncertainty in Green Bay right now than there usually is.
Right.
And I think that's an interesting bet.
I'm taking advantage of that, like, scared factor, and I'm going to take the field. So you're going to take the Packers, and I'm going to take Detroit, Minnesota, or Chicago.
If there's a team that's going to do it, it's going to be Minnesota.
Yeah, you think?
If they end up with a defense, they could be a thing, but who knows?
Yeah.
All right, two more. It's not a two more. First running back selected in the NFL draft this year will lead all rookie running backs in PPR fantasy points.
So, I'm going to go no on this one.
Go ahead.
And you're assuming that who you said, Breece Hall.
So I think Kenneth Walker is going to be the first running back selected in the draft, and I also think that he is going to lead all rookie running backs in PPR points.
Okay. I'm gonna say no, just because of all the rookies that have crazy problems. Look at last year when Etienne didn't even get a chance to play. He got hurt in practice the whole year and tore his ACL. I think the avenue of spontaneity is going to play in a factor here. And someone we're not expecting is going to be the best rookie of the year.
Do you think... Is Breece Hall second place then?
I mean, yeah, I could definitely say that.
Okay. All right, last one.
All right, so our last one. As we all know, Tom Brady came back from retirement, and I kind of knew that was going to happen anyway. But for Tony, will Tom Brady finish in the top four quarterback rankings this year? And take in mind, last year he was three, correct?
Correct.
Does he finish within the top four this year?
Yes, easily. No problem. It's touchdown time.
Damn.
You don't think so?
I don't, man. He threw 40 touchdowns last year. He's not going to do as good as he did last year. But he could also be that guy that is just sets the standard and sets the excellence forever.
What if he's, Tampa Bay?
He's essentially football's Wayne Gretzky. He could have all these records that will never be broken because they physically can't.
What happens if Tampa Bay gets one of the better pass catching backs in the draft? Like, what if Tampa Bay gets James Cook, Dalvin Cook's brother?
Then I see no reason why Tampa Bay can't win the Super Bowl again.
But. Right, like he's gonna put up numbers, man. They brought back Godwin for a reason.
That's true. How's their O line?
Still good. Well, they're gonna need to draft somebody. I'm pretty sure someone retired on that line. I think it was Marpet.
Oh, you might be right.
All right, so that's our little fun 420 spectacular. Hopefully that was enjoyable. So let's do the. Hang on, I gotta catch my breath again.
Okay.
The 5-round 420 special Stoner NFL 420. Highest players fantasy draft. 5 rounds, 10 total picks. Ryan and I will each pick a 5-person squad of our favorite weed-related NFL players.
I think we flipped a coin for who would go first. So
yep. Hell yeah.
And that's me, correct?
You have the 101.
Nice. All right, so with 101, we're obviously going with Josh Gordon.
Yes.
He just loves smoking.
And he got so screwed by the bullshit leak drug testing policies, like so fucking screwed. But like there's a couple guys I drafted on here because that they were like just football players I really like who's got busted with weed. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like yeah, fuck yeah, Josh Gordon. I love Josh Gordon.
So, with pick 1, round 2, tell me.
Pick 2 of round 1.
Sorry.
I would like to take Ricky Williams. Ricky Williams was also another victim of the NFL's bullshit substance abuse policy. All Ricky Williams wanted to do was smoke weed and kick it, and free Ricky. Ricky was the best. Ricky's 30 for 30 is one of the best pieces of sports documentary I've ever watched. Shouts out to Ricky Williams. That's my first pick.
Oh, yeah. All right, so with my second pick, I'm going with Calvin Johnson.
Megatron.
He's quoted as saying, he smoked pot after every game in order to avoid the deadly opiates that the league prescribes to treat pain. And props to that. That's fucking awesome.
Yeah, hell yeah, right? I mean, that's why most people that push for the NFL to stop pot testing is like, dude, do you really want these guys hooked on painkillers?
Right, right.
Yeah. All right, so with the second pick of round 2, I'm going to get a rookie that's coming out this year, Quindarius, a.k.a. Smoke Monday. Because what are you going to do after you've been smoking weed all weekend? Smoke Monday.
Hell yeah.
I don't even know if he smokes pot. That's all I know is Smoke Monday. I'm all about it.
Hell yeah. It's just an awesome name.
I mean, fuck yeah, dude.
All right, so number 3, we're going to go Evan Britton.
All right. Former Bears lineman.
He was suspended in 2015 for weed, obviously. But... he said, you know, I played a lot of NFL games while stoned, but his performances were solid and he felt really good after. So a lot of these players are trying to go through the avenue of marijuana versus opiates. And that's a very solid stance.
Yeah, I love it. I'm going to go with a guy who... liked for second my second pick of the third round. I want to go with the guy that didn't limit his pregame festivities to just cannabis. Of course, referring to Marshawn Lynch, who got popped for weed when he was in college, and also was known to have a couple shots of Hennessy before every game. He's had a shot or shot and a half.
Yeah, that's right. He was a Hennessy guy.
And, like, just do it, man. I don't necessarily think that's super safe, but you're an adult. Like, if you're going to do it, you're going to do it.
Right. All right, so the next pick I'm taking at round four. He was previously the president of Texas Normal.
Ooh, the National Organization for the Reformation of Marijuana Laws?
Yes, the marijuana we're from. Yep. Mark Stepnowski. He has been quoted, since I was a kid, I wanted to play in the NFL, even though I occasionally used marijuana. It's never prevented me from attaining my goals.
I love that.
Right?
As a high-functioning stoner myself, I love that. I'm all about it.
Hell yeah. Who you got next, Tony?
All right, with the second pick of the fourth round, I'm going to go with Percy Harvin. Percy Harvin was given a bunch of different prescriptions to combat his anxiety, but none of them worked to the extent that marijuana did. So Percy Harvin used cannabis, to his admission, before every game, which I think, like, you know, I have an anxiety disorder, so, like,
yeah,
there's a certain way that, like, pot just kind of cools you off, and I'm all about it. So, plus, extra props to Percy Harvin for coming out and being like, hey, I have an anxiety disorder, and smoking pot helped me with it. Like, good for him. That takes balls.
Hell yeah.
All right, last round. We're going to take our last picks.
Last pick, and I thought this was one of the best quotes I've ever seen from an NFL player. All right. So this person openly admitted to smoking two blunts before every game he played, and he had a pretty long career. It was almost a decade long, right?
It's a lot of blunts.
Yeah.
Wasn't it like 7 years or something like that?
Yeah, it was a pretty long career for a defensive end.
What was his name?
Sean Smith.
The most
Dallas Cowboys.
Two blunts before every game. Think about how high you are.
I can't smoke two blunts and do anything.
I can't like be part of a small circle of people that smokes two blunts and then do anything.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Like, you know, I worked with a guy that was a blunt smoker, and I'm like, what if you just want to, like, get a little high? And he laughed at me and was like,
what's that?
What are you talking about? and so I'm like, what if you have, like, just want to get a little high? And he's like, well, you put it out. I guess. Never thought. I always thought, like, smoke a blunt. Like, there it is. You smoke the
right.
But two whole blunts to yourself. Holy shit. All right, yeah. So last but not least, we're talking about copious cannabis ingestion. With my last pick in the draft, I'm going to double up on offensive linemen. I'm going to take Laramie Tunsil, whose gas mask bong video, like, it cost him money, and I don't want fun of the, like, he got screwed. But I will say, like, he got a second contract. He's paid. He's got money. I just love a guy that's willing to smoke weed out of a gas mask. I just think that's so fucking, like, that's such a college thing to do.
Not only that, to post it on social media.
No, he didn't. Someone leaked it.
Oh, someone leaked that shit, huh?
Yeah, they leaked it on draft night. They think he lost, like, a ton of money because of, like, a bunch of teams passed on him. But he got his second contract, so paid, like, so it didn't fuck him over in the end because he talent won out. He's good, but, like, fuck yeah, smoke weed out of a gas mask. That's hilarious, cool, and will never not be cool.
Hell yeah!
Like, I'm gonna get so high it hurts.
Why not?
I was like, good on you, man. Good on you. All right, well, look, it's this is that was the end of our 5-round 420 special stoner NFL 420 highest player draft, our first annual. This is our first annual 420 spectacular.
Yeah, and I don't think we said 420 enough, so
420 is the day that weed was born. So
it is also the year of our Lord.
The year of our Lord 420. I hope you can, you know, vibe out to some stoner tunes. What's your stoner jam 420 this year, Ryan? What are you gonna play? What are you rocking on?
I don't even know.
I think I'm gonna go with some heavy metal this year.
Are you gonna have a crazy 420?
Maybe. I got
It is 420 too.
Whoa. Wait a minute. I'll probably listen to some stoner rock. Probably listen to Dope Smoker by Sleep. You know, it's an hour long about weed, so like it's perfect. So this was a great way to get our 420 stretches in, get a little talk out of there before the draft. Draft happens on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, right? I think it's 4 days. Whatever.
Not this week, but the following week?
It's on the 28th.
Yeah, so the following week.
So we might sneak in one more quick episode before the draft, but we'll see. Hopefully, we'll speak to you before the picks are flying off. But the next episode we do, I might be in Canada. Or I will be in Canada.
International superstar, huh?
Dude, we're taking this off the grid and then back onto the grid in another country.
So you're telling me I'm off the grid this week, and then the following week's episode might be a draft episode where you're off the grid?
And yes, and both of these things have happened within Craig's return. So, what a time to be alive.
Hell yeah. Great to be alive.
Ryan, hey, great episode, man. Happy birthday, weed.
Yeah, happy birthday, weed.
And we will talk to everybody else soon. Take care. For Ryan, I am Tony. Have a great night.
For Tony, I am Ryan. So
and for Craig, we are us.
Yep.
So good night. Four twenty is the day that weed was born.